Pesachim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Hei. Mekom shenegu lasas malacha b'tisha b'av oisin. Mekom shenegu shelo lasas malacha ein oisin. If you have a place where they had a minug to do malacha on Tisha B'av, meaning there is no minug not to do malacha on Tisha B'av, so in that place you're allowed to do malacha, and in a place when the minug was not to do malacha, you were not allowed to do malacha. Uvechol makom talmidei chacham b'telem. But in all places, talmidei chacham are batel. Rav explains, they're batel from malacha the whole day, and the reason is in order that there shouldn't be mesiach das from the avelus. And Melech Shlomo brings them iri, and he explains that talmidei chacham are more fitting. They understand the chisaron of not having the shechin in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why there's an emphasis on the talmidei chacham. They should be batel from malacha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omerli olam yasa adam atzmuch talmid chacham. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says over here, a person should always make himself into a talmid chacham legabe this, and it won't appear that he's showing off or being a baal gaiva by doing so. Because like the Rav explains, if people see him, they'll just see him not doing work. They'll think he has no work to do. Not that he's dafka not doing work on Tisha B'Av, because he's a Talmud Chacham. The Chacham Mormon Yehuda haya oisin malacha ba'arvei psachim ad chatzais. Chacham say that in the land of Yehuda, in Eretz Yisrael, they did malacha on Erev Pesach until chatzos. And this, the Rav explains, has nothing to do with minhag, like the rest of this Mishnah. This is a shaila in halacha, on how to paskin, whether or not you're mamish allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach, before chatzos. So in Yehuda, they paskined that you're allowed to. Uva Galil lo haya osin kol ikar. But in Galil, they paskined that it's an iser gomer to do malacha in the morning of Erev Pesach. It's like the Tiferes Sol explains that we had all these Mishnais that were talking about minhagim up until now, and now you have the chum that waited until now, and now they're being chayuk and said this inyan of Erev Pesach before chatzos has nothing to do with minhag, it's a shayla in halacha. And that's why you have this machlokes in the different areas on what they paskined. But when it comes to night, meaning doing malacha at night, because the day starts at night. So beishamay oisrin, why? The Rav explains, because it's like any other yontif, that it's usur in doing malacha. And the laila is halach acher yom, that the night goes and goes with the day, meaning that since the day, it's usur to do malacha, so the night that precedes it, just like any other yontif, the yontif starts at night. Uveisil matirin ad hanetzachama. But Beis Hillel matters it up until Netzach Amo, just like any other Tainus, that only the day is Aser Ba'achila, but the night is Mutter. Now, why is this night, the Erev Pesach, the night before Pesach, after Bedikas Chametz, because one can't do Malacha before Bedikas Chametz, but after that's done, why is that more like a Tainus? So the Taisis Antif explains, because according to Beis Hillel, because the whole reason we can't do Malacha has to do with the Karban Pesach. And since a Karban, like a Karban Pesach, is there for Kapara, so too a Tainus is there for Kapara. And therefore, we learn out the halachas of a Karban Pesach from a Tainus. The problem is that the Tiferes Yisrael doesn't like this. He says, what kind of kapara is there by a Karban Pesach? That's not the point of the Karban Pesach. It's not there for a kapara. Rather, he says that we learned the not doing work on the night of Pesach, which is a Durabanan, from another Durabanan, which is Tainus. As opposed to learning it from a Diraisa of not doing malacha on Yontif.